What did you do in Boston?
I ran a communication center there at the district office.
We're getting in the 70s now.
Yes.
So you leave Boston, and then your orders are come to Oklahoma City.
That's correct.
And then you work where?
I worked at the Coast Guard Training Center in Oklahoma City. It's located at the FAA Center. The Coast Guard at that point writes promotion exams and training manuals for Coast Guard personnel. I was assigned to write exams and keep the manuals up to date for the radio men of the Coast Guard.
Okay. You talked about college. Did you finish college work?
No, I did not.
All right. But you did some.
I did some.
All right.
2 years?
I bring that up because you're writing exams and you're doing all sorts of things here. So your training paid off for you and gave you higher pay and a higher position.
No. No matter where I was, the pay would be the same. It was paid by your grade.
Okay.
So
right.
If you were a sergeant in doing something, you got paid a certain amount. And if you went someplace else to do it, you still got paid.
All right. So what was your grade then when you were here?
I was at E9. That was the maximum. All right.
Well, that's a pretty high-paying rank then for the military.
Yes. I was what they call master chief. That's as high as I could go as an enlisted man.
That's higher pay.
Yes, it was.
Were you ever offered officer training school?
I was, and I didn't want to go. And when I was stationed in Long Beach, I took an exam for a warrant officer. And when it came in, I turned it down.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought they were going to send me to New York at the time. And I didn't want my kids to go there because of the schooling. So I turned it down. Right after I turned it down, I got sent to Boston.
Same difference, right?
No. New York, it was different. They were stationed on an island, and the kids would have had to take a boat into school and that, and
yeah,
it just...
Oh, yeah. It was
so right, the conditions
the city,
were better,
yeah,
in Boston.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the only reason why. Otherwise, it would have been just Diane and I.
You'd have gone...
I'd have taken more.
You would have become a warrant officer.
Warrant officer. I was a commissioned officer.
Yes. All right, kids listening to this, this is what your father did. He turned down a nice promotion.
It was worth it, girls.
By the way, did you watch the Ken Burns series on PBS about Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
You did? What did you think about it?
Some things I thought were excellent. Other things I thought was a bit biased.
Against?
Against the United States.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy watching that, reliving all that?
No. I didn't.
Even though you weren't in battle, you still were close to it.
We did some shooting and stuff, but we weren't shot at that I know of.
Right.
And I was kept in an air-conditioned room in my radio room just about all the time we were there. When they did the firing, you all had stations where you went, and that's where you were to be. My station was in the radio room. So whenever they were out shooting or doing something like that, I was locked behind a door in the radio room.
And that's something, as close as you were to the cruelty of what went on in Vietnam, you were that close to it.
Yeah.
But still not in it.
I didn't see it. We did a lot of shooting up and down the coast.
Right.
I went ashore and several places when we first got over there, because every new area we went into, the captain took me as a communications person over with him to check on the communications. We set something up with the shore people. So after maybe 3 or 4 times of doing that, then he realized I really didn't need to go, and I didn't go any longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I did go ashore quite a bit.
So now we've got you back here to Oklahoma City, and how long do you stay in the Coast Guard?
4 years.
What year did we get here?
We came here in 75, honey.
Yeah, okay. And I retired in 79.
Of all the places you guys have lived, what would be your preferred?
I loved it up in Boston.
Bob?
I didn't like driving in Boston, but Boston was a nice...
And what was so pleasant about that?
Well, like I said, I liked history. There was so much there to see and do. And I liked the Four Seasons, and, you know, I really enjoyed it up there. We would go up to Maine and New Hampshire and all through that area, and I liked New England, but we had to leave because of the school problem. They decided to segregate the schools. Where our children went to school, it was a mixture of black and white, but they brought in more blacks that did not want to leave their neighborhood into that school. The school they went to was old. They locked down the classes. If they'd ever had a fire, we'd have lost all our children. Our youngest daughter, Debbie, had to ride a bus sitting on the floor going to an all-black school. Where the Kennedys lived, they did not do that. But where we lived and the Jewish people lived is where they made them mix.
So this was forced busing.
It definitely
forced
was.
Integration is
yep.
what you're talking about.
Yep.
That became a problem for your own children.
Yes, it definitely did. I could not go anyplace because I couldn't be away from the phone in case they called that. I had to come pick them up because of riots or something going on in the schools.
Oh, so there were fights going on in the school,
yeah.
even to maybe shut the school down for
uh-huh.
a time.
Yes, and they closed off all the Catholic schools. You could not put your kid into a parochial school at all.
Because?
Because they wanted you to stay in those certain districts where they had integrated.
So Catholic schools didn't have any
Well, the ones
students?
That were there could stay,
okay.
but no new students
You couldn't
at all.
Transfer out?
No.
Your children would then be about what grades?
They were in high school at that time. Two of them were.
So that would have been Kim and Leslie.
No, Kim wasn't with us then. Leslie and Tracy.
And Tracy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Kim stayed out in California with my mother.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was a real unsettling time then,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And it was very political. Very political. In the fact that, like I said, where the Kennedys lived, they didn't integrate at all. And certain areas of Boston, they did not integrate. They took South Boston, which was Irish, where we were, and integrated. But they didn't do the whole city. It was very political, wasn't it, Bob?
Yep, it was.
Huh. And even though the Kennedys, were they going to public school, or were they probably in Catholic school?
Catholic school.
But even so, that district
that
where
area,
they lived,
uh-huh.
even those who went to public school were not integrated.
Yep.
How long did you live there like that?
3 years. We lived in Boston 3 years.
And that would have to be a trying time, those 3 years of being in school.
Well, the first year or so, it was fine, and then that's when they decided they had to integrate. What made it so bad, we met up with quite a few black families, and they had their own schools, which they were very proud of and were not happy at all about having to move their children either. So it wasn't black against white or white against black. It was just against the whole mess that they had there.
Well, here in Oklahoma, we had forced busing as well. That didn't go well either, but it doesn't sound like we had riots or big fights, but you did there
they
in
did,
the Boston area.
I went to a meeting when they first decided. I thought, you know, what's going to happen? And people stood up and said, if nothing else, we'll shoot them. We'll get rid of them. And I walked out. I thought, no, this is not what I want either, you know. So
shooting blacks, you mean?
Shooting, yeah, blacks or politicians or anybody else. They did not want to integrate at all, you know. They didn't want to leave their schools.
Did we have federal troops come out? We didn't, did we, there in Boston?
No.
But it took care of itself, I guess, eventually, obviously.
Police, not federal
the
troops.
Police, right. Mm-hmm. That's Boston.